We're looking at Peli Yoetz, and the name of the essay is Chametz. Mitzvah's bir chametzi rabba. It's a great mitzvah to destroy a chametz, very important mitzvah. And he quotes the Mefarshim that there's a remez in this mitzvah, something symbolic. And that is that the chametz represents the Eitzahara, the chametz represents a ruach tumah, these are forces of evil that try to trip us up, and now we have a mitzvah biur, of destroying them. And therefore the more effort, the more energy that we put into bedika and biur, the greater. L'chein kol ayad ha-marbe livdok ha-reza mishubach. It's very interesting, because on the night of Pesach we have a mitzvah sipritis mitzrayim, about which Chazal say, Kol Amarba Reza Meshubach, he, the Peli Yoetz, is applying Kol Amarba Reza Meshubach to Bir Chametz. Now he says the following: although the man of the house is responsible for the actual bedika, but there's way more preparations upon preparations that go into and lead up to bedika. Ikar mitzvah mutel sal anoshim. It's really the women. I mean, you might miss this. It's below the surface, but the real mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah, he says, primarily is on the women. L'chabit abatim, yofi yofa, l'chatit achachomitz, v'choron ustokim, okum sheish lochush, okum lochush. They're responsible to clean up the house and all the nooks and crannies and get rid of all the chomitz. And then the man comes and does the makom patish. I mean, it's, in a sense, it's a shame that the women don't get credit for it. The man takes all the credit, but all the work and effort is really put in by the women. Then he speaks about Hagolas Kalim, which means that we have to make sure that any Kalim, any utensils that have been used for Chametz, should not be used for Pesach. And we have two choices: either lock them up and put them away, or do agola, be maksha them. And he says, even if the kalim were used only for cold, it still has a shame kli chametz on it, and therefore it requires hechsher kalim. Then he suggests that levarer ulenakos chitim yofa. In other words, we should make sure that any legumes, again, you might talk about rice if you're a Sfaradi, but make sure everything is checked carefully. Anything that might have a chashash chametz is removed. And kahena zehirutu minagim tovim minag vatika kulam ahuvim mekulam yeshorish lamala. He recognizes the fact that there are many different minhagim, different levels of care and meticulous care that we should get rid of the chametz, and all these minhagim, whatever your custom is, they're old, ancient minhagim, they're beloved, they have a root, they have their roots up in the heavens, up in the holies, Maisi Adenu Konenu Levaya Ruach Atuma, and as we said before, we should be dedicating our energies to get rid of the Ruach Atuma. So on one level, we have to be very careful with physical chametz. And in the very real, down-to-earth material sense, we got to get rid of anything that's chametz. But at the same time, we should realize that the cleaning process of getting rid of chametz is much more than that. It's purifying ourselves from the Eitzahara, from the Ruach Tumah. And he mentions the Talmidim of the Arizal, who were very, very careful when it came to Yisur chametz. And therefore, a person who wants to take upon himself extra special measures, chumros yiseros, muftach lo shelo yechta kol hashana, the Ari said that this would guarantee that you wouldn't sin for the full year. Because once you destroy the Ruach Tumah, then there's no room for this power of evil, the Sitra Achra, the Eitzahara, someone, they can't, this power cannot control you, because you've really destroyed it. Now he says that not only should a woman be very careful, the lady of the house, but the men as well should be very careful with all the chumros of Pesach. Pesach is also b'mashu. Pesach is also, even if, let's say, according to some shittas, even if it's no sin tam lefgam. And therefore, we have to be very careful about chametz. Now, perhaps the most dangerous time for if you're careless about chametz is when you bake matzahs, and therefore lamed al mishmar ka'aryeh b'shas asiyas ha-matzos shel yishu ha-matzos b'li esek afilu rega. From the moment that the water is put onto the flour, knead the dough and don't stop kneading it. And not only that, shelo yehei ba'kelim shosim b'hem ha-matzos shum devek botzek. Make sure that any utensils that can come in contact with the matzah have no even shirayim, even leftover of dough, because that dough will become chametz. So here, in the case of making matzahs, everything has to be clean, all the utensils. We have to be very careful. We have to work the dough non-stop, incessantly, until we put it into the oven. V'shalo yakrivu ha-matzos karv l'tanur v'yishu sham afilu regat sh'yitleim ha-ofer, meaning before the matzahs are fully baked, make sure they don't get too close to the hot oven. Ki chol matanur osur rosh shal chimutz kolduhu, the heat of the oven at this point before the matzahs totally fully baked could bring about a bit of chametz. Even if he has to expend a lot of money, this is the mitzvah of loving our Creator. Let's not be stingy. Let's not look at the money. In that sense, Bir Chametz is just an example of all mitzvahs. But nevertheless, here in Chametz, we have to take a very special care when we're baking matzahs and when we're making sure which kelim we could use for Pesach. Everything has to be careful. Lishmar schukas ha-Pesach kilchosam, to be absolutely meticulous and demanding about the standards of Pesach. And I guess if Yannis and Cole, and if it means spending money, let's not pull back. Now, he says on the night of the 14th, when we are ready to do bdika, then lo yelech kisar babayis, la'afa pishu yodeh shekvar bodku yofan she'abayis, yireki lo bodku klal. It's a mental game that he has to play with himself. You know, on the one hand, he knows that his wife took such good care and got rid of all the chametz, but nevertheless, he has to imagine as if there was never a process of cleaning out the chametz. Yireki lo bodku klal. And therefore, he has to do an absolutely spectacular job of bdika, to be bodek becharnus stocken, as we said before, to look into all the crooks and crannies. Yulakid asar psitim shemanichim. If your minig is to put out the 10 pieces, make sure that you collect them. And if you want to have a kabbalistic experience, you should have in mind with regard to these 10. The pieces, that these are the 10 kisrin de besavusa. These are, so to speak, the crowns of the despicable and repugnant evil forces of evil. He should recite after bedika the nusach of kol chamira, the nusach of bittel, and v'yichavin el sodo bichlolus mashiyad sechledu magas shulavar levata ruach hatuma. We don't know all the depths of kavanas that you should have, but at least this, a kavana to destroy and nullify the ruach hatuma. V'tzach liyomar shalosh pam be'yom be'balayla, you should recite bittel 3 times. We'll see exactly in Mitzvah why 3 times. V'achra bittel yomar nusach tefilas shesider moraya, Haloem b'sefer mora b'etzba v'tektim po ligmol chesed emishein lo etas sefer zeh. He says, "Balayla hu omer, yiratzon milfenech Hashem elokeinu v'lekev oseinu shetazakeinu lefashbeish b'nigei botei ha-nefesh esher no'alnu b'atzas ha-yetzer hara utezakeinu loshuv b'tshuva shlema v'yat rachmecha tzayenu v'tazreinu ha-kol dover ha-kol dver kvot shmecha. V'tatzilenu mikol nidnud isur u'befrat mi'isur chametz afil kol shehu b'shana zu b'chol shana v'shana amen kein yiratzon." So this prayer really has 3 parts. Number one, we're asking Hashem to give us the ability to really look into our nefesh, into our soul, and free our soul, redeem it of any of these influences of the Yetzirah. Number two, we're asking Hashem to give us that siyata d'shmaya, that extra strength and extra divine help to do a tshuva shlema. And finally, we're asking for the next 8 days that Hashem, you should save us from any nidnud, he said, any slight dent of an isur chametz, even a kol shu. And this is a prayer for this year and every other year. So that's as far as the Laila is concerned. This is the Yehi Ratzon that we recite when together with the Bittul, which follows the Bidika. Now, by Yom Yishtadel Hu Biatzmo Lisrof Hachomitz B'Chibi Yisera, he shouldn't send an agent to burn the chametz. He should be involved personally in the burning of the chametz with a great deal of love and enthusiasm. This is a great mitzvah. Lefi hi galos niglos lanu, and as we said before, his thoughts, his intentions should be on whatever we know, what we can grasp, what's revealed, what's not the deeper, profound secrets of the Kabbalah, but rather to understand that Hashem is expecting him at this moment of burning the chametz to have hachnas libo, that he should subjugate himself to the will of God, yahar berure tshuva, and he should think about doing tshuva for those sins that he may have committed, and ula yizke sheyasa roshim lamala, and it's possible that he can have, if he has a very sincere prayer, he may have that impact, lamala, up in Shemayim, v'yizbaya ruach hatum al yodo, and the forces, the winds of evil will be completely destroyed, and maybe he'll be zochet to be the one who brings that about. And then, achra sreifa, yomar nusach kol chamir shal shpamim, he should recite the nusach of bittul three times. And again, I think the three times is to make sure that he's sincere, and that it's not menasaf lechutz, but it's real. And then he recites another Yiratzon. Yiratzon vanecha Hashem alokeinu v'kevesai shetarachim olenu v'tatzilenu mi'isur chametz afilu mi'kol shu. Lanu l'chol b'nei v'eitenu l'chol b'nei Yisrael b'shana zu b'chol shana v'shuna kol yimei chayenu. That Hashem should have the compassion to save us from chametz, even a kol shu. And then, ukeshem shebiyarnu achametz batenu srafnu, we did our part, we burnt the chametz, came to zakenu levara yetzahar mikirbenu, tomin, kol yimei chayenu. Hashem should give us the strength through this bir chametz to be mavar the yetzara from within us for our entire lives. Sakenu lidavek the yetzar tov. We should cling only to the yetzar tov. Ubitorascha, ubiyarascha, viavascha, tamin anachnu vizarenu vizerezarenu amen, kein yehi ratzon. Now, of course, the external action of bedika and bir, that's not enough to really destroy the ruach tova. But we should really start 30 days before Pesach and begin to focus our attention on what we call Aleches B'derech Tovim, to already open up the Darkei Tshuva, to make sure we're going on the right path. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on every night, is going to take out the Chilek HaNeshamas Yisrael Mitoch HaKlipos, to cleanse Klal Yisrael from the Klipos, the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, HaKol Fi Maisim Shel Odom. Again, it's relative to the person, Lefi Achanoso, Ad Shebelel, Hiskarish Chag, Omdim, Mibachutz, B'nei Chorin. And if this Hachana period of 30 days will culminate, after a great deal of work, on Pesach itself, with the Klipos being Omed Mibachutz, and we will be the true B'nei Chorin. And that's the Bechin of Yetzias Mitzrayim, every year, annually, each one of us goes out of Mitzrayim. Chayev Adam Laris is Atzmo, Kiluhu Yatzu Mitzrayim. Bezeu Iker Simchasenu, Al Gulasenu, Al Pedus Nafshenu. We're talking about not just the physical redemption and liberation from slavery, but going back to HaNefesh, that's much more existential. It's something on a more profound level. It's really not simcha. It's not genuine simcha. He didn't go through a process of preparation. He wasn't careful about chametz, about evil coming in. V'dein garma she'eno misora kol kach v'eno nichnas belibo kol kach simcha. It's going to be obvious that when he gets to the mitzvah b'dika and beer, he will not have real true simcha. Ki hakol tol lefi ma'aseh v'zichus nishmas lefi hachanasa. Because it really depends on his actions and his neshama and his hachana, his preparation for Pesach. Then he writes that Bioser Tzorech L'Sora B'Tshuva B'Eilu Shloshim Yom Kom L'Chag. These are 30 days before the Chag of Tshuva. And why? Ki Einenu Techlena El Tzipi Yosenu Tzipinu L'Mamar Chachmi Yisrael Shomru B'Nisa Nigalu B'Nisa Nasidim L'Goyel. We are waiting patiently and looking out for the fulfillment of what the Chachmei Yisrael say about the month of Nisan, that our forefathers went out of Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan. V'hein b'yavon ha-nisim niru ba'oretz ha-nisonim niru ba'oretz se'kamem me'ashonu v'anachlo noshonu u'bevalei she'bizkarev ya'yomim ha'ele Rachel Mevakal Bonea Hashem. Mimorom Yishag, Mimon Kodsho, Yiten Kolo, Shog Shag al Naveu, Vichol Tzva Morom, Mashiach Tzidkenu. Now, what I'd like to do at this point, having discussed a little bit about Chometz, about 30 days before the Chag, about Biur, about preparing for the Chag, about, you know, the emphasis on really meticulously checking into our cheshbon hanefesh, our sins, and making that introspection, I would like to talk to you a little bit about Yontif in general, not Pesach Dafka. And once again, the Peli Yoetz has a mimer called Yomim Tovim. And he starts with the Yerushalmi and Shabbos. Nolitnu Shabbos Yom Tovim LiYisrael El Lasok BaTorah. We see a tremendous emphasis with regard to Shabbos and Yom Tov on Esek HaTorah. Vehein BeAvon BaDoras Halolu Lo Nitnu Yomim Tovim El LiOmel VeYegia LeSovev BerChovos Kiryah LeVakir MiBayis LeBayis UKshechozel LeBeiso Hu Oyef YegeA Chenu Nena MiSudaso. And he's decrying the fact that instead of dedicating Shabbos and Yom Tov to Esek HaTorah, what we're guilty of is spending Yomim Tovim li'omel bi'omel yegia l'sov v'rchovas kiri l'vakir mi'ba. Okay, it's very nice, you know, it's a social experience, you know, we go for Tehillim, we go to visit our neighbors from house to house, but what about the mitzvahs that have to take place in the house itself? In other words, he really has to dedicate himself to the study of Torah. He should dedicate himself to Sudas Yontif and Sudas Shabbos. And because of all the time that they fritter away, that they spend on this, that, and the other thing, they don't have time to sit down, menschlichkeit, like a mensch, and be nenemi su'uda, have a Sudas Yontif. It rather turns into an inui nefesh. He wonders facetiously if perhaps we get more menucha on Tisha B'Av than we do on Yontif. And as a result of all this activity on Yontif, Avera Goris Avera, Bittul Torah, Harbastorm Betelim, we end up speaking things we shouldn't speak about. We really waste away the Yontif. And V'od Ba Shemisrabe Hakpeda V'sino V'tachrus Imavakal Yechav Enim Vakal Yacher. And sometimes he says, we're not careful, we're not sensitive, we visit one person, the other person is insulted, why don't you visit me? Perhaps you visit the rich people, you know, you get invited for lunch, and you don't visit the poor people. So there are all sorts of chashashas here, all sorts of possibilities of kpeda and chet. Instead of dedicating the yontif to mitzvahs, to Torah, to sudas yontif, and all that's involved, we end up with different kinds of sins, chas v'shalom. And not only that, if we insulted a poor person, then we have a guarantee from Hashem that Hashem yariv rivam v'tovel bonam. I mean, that's really a dangerous proposition. Behine ki chein matovu manoim im yuchal odom liftar satzum alom v'nake v'yeshe b'beso b'nachas yasek v'torek v'yidioso dover v'ito yasek udoso v'yishan shnoso. In very poetic terms, he says how to spend this idyllic yontiv. This is what we need to do. This should be a day of sasov and simcha, not a day of yagon vanocha, of suffering and worrying and dying. That's the essence of yontiv. He's trying to think in his mind all sorts of thoughts that will bring him to a state of simcha shel mitzvah, velo simcha shel holus uksilim, not the simcha of those who have holus. Holus is the opposite of genuine simcha. You know, they make fun of things. They just eat, drink, and be merry kind of people. And those are the ksilim. Those who are dedicated to simcha shel holus are called the ksilim. And that's over and over again in the language of Shlomo HaMelech. For example, amarbim lishtos yayin v'shecher. That's also a kind of simcha shel holus. And there are people who listen to all sorts of music, he says, kol oz, shirei akum, shirei agovim, love songs, different kinds of things. And he says that the Yetzer Hara is working overtime here. But miyashrim or chosam, those who are on the right path, on the straight path, they'll understand that these days of yontif are days that are very special, that God bestowed upon us as a great gift with divine compassion. And yamik v'machshavos tahoros, he'll use that quiet time to delve into holy thoughts, pure thoughts. Matov chalkenu asher bochar banu, melech malchem loch, kodesh baruch mikol ha'amim. V'chi b'yaseir nodas lanu, v'lo zoz mi chaveveinu. That Hashem has chosen us from the nations. There's a chibi yisera, he loves us in a very special way. And he gave us the Yomim Tovim. And what was that for? Asher bahem mashpia ala nefesh. It means that yontif is a wonderful time to have an impact and an elevation for the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama, the kedusha, the tara of a person. There's a shef on yontif coming down. It's almost you can perceive it. It's almost in the atmosphere. Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Lach Siol Am Bechiro Ficha Chir Blem Torah Mitzvahs Atzis Yivanu Lismoch Biyontif. Hashem gave us mitzvahs. He wanted Mizakos. Let's take advantage of yontif. Here's a mitzvah that God commanded us, Lismoch Biyontif. Ule Mitzvah Yechashiv Lo Vekovei Lonu Schar Vechayenu Verabos. Hayesh Chech Masok Mizeh. Could there be a pallet that's more sweet? Because also kos hachayit in a libo v'yamik v'achshava v'ofen she I efshar shalo l'smoach. So if he has right thoughts, deep thoughts on yontif and spiritual thoughts, and dedicates himself to all the different dimensions of yontif and simchas yontif, it's impossible that he won't be b'simcha. Not only does he have an obligation to be b'simcha, but b'chlal mitzvah yom l'samech lev ishto ubanov, he has to be b'samech the other members of his household, of course, first and foremost his wife, k'fi kolcho, according to his ability, and probably when he says kvi chocho, he means his financial ability. Ukvi haroy lehem lefi ritzonam, and you have to fill out what they would want. The Omer v'shas, the Gemara says in Sukkah, m'shabech anias hatzlonim she'en yotzim mi'beisam beregel. Praise be it to those who stay home on Yontif. V'samachta to beisecha, and they're in a state of rejoicing of simcha together with their wives, their children, their family. Lo yofa osim she'sodim mi'beis chavreyem b'yontif u'menichim es nishosev yaldeyem mi'beisam yechidim. He says it's not right for a man to go away to a friend who invited him for Yontif and eat all the meals by him, leaving your wife behind, leaving your children behind. Ubevadei tsaru lahem v'roi la'odem shi'evatol k'tzas ritzono mipnei ritzonam. In other words, don't put yourself at the epicenter of the universe. Think about your wife, about your children, and give them their due time. And Yontif is a wonderful opportunity to do that. Then he says, "Hein bechlal samech lev haniyim vevyonim kodem kol Yontif ki kocho." This is another dimension of helping out the haniyim. And that is kodem kol Yontif li kocho. Not just inviting someone over, but even before Yontif, contributing for the sake of the haniyim. And of course, on Erev Pesach, before Pesach, we have the mitzvah of Moschitin, Kimcha de Pischa, as we call it. But generally, he says, even other Yomim Tov before Yontif, it's take advantage of the opportunity to do Tztaka, L'samech, Levanim, Vevyonim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevakas Haniyim B'Yontif. Chazal say that God wants to see what's the situation with the Haniyim on Yontif. Imro she'ein lehem b'milas moach, if they haven't been provided with the wherewithal to fulfill their mitzvah of Simcha, is then HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, if he sees that they're all alone, they're the Aniyim, and they don't have the funds, Bochalim, he himself, with a capital H, is crying. He doesn't give you a translation of this, but he does say, Aleim HaKosev Omer, Vizerisi Peresh Al Pnechem Peresh Chagechem. Now, Lachin lo Yavram Litin Laniyim B'chol Yontif Kibirkas Hashem Asher Nosan Lo V'yiro V'yifached V'lo Yisratze V'ma'at Shenosen Ad Ki Lufum Tzara Agra Lufum Gamla Shichna. Because Yismach Libo V'Yogel Kvodo V'Lo Su'une Lavra V'Negel Yikra V'Yolech V'Yisham Be'Chela, all the blessings because he dedicates himself on Yontif to Hashem, and beyond that to give, he dedicates himself to give Aniyim on a daily basis. Kibirchas Hashem Asher Nosan Loch. So there should be a drasha of the halachas on the yontif itself, what's ever relevant to that yontif. Chavivin divrei sofrim tzarch lizoyer. In other words, he's worried about people who are, you know, they're very laid back when it comes to rabbinic enactments or demands. Again, included in this mitzvah is Darshin Bilchas Achag B'Chag. V'im Chavivin Divrei Sofrim V'tzarch Lizor Bahen Kol Shkein Kal V'Chomer Takonis Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholam. Let's just sort of summarize what he's saying over here. If we love Divrei Sofrim, then how much more so do we love Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu? V'amitzvah zos muteles al talmidei chachamim lidrosh barabim v'liten chelek Hashem v'alos v'olos v'mincha v'dovar v'ito v'al shor ava chiyuva ramye. There's an obligation even in Shara Arotzos. Now what does he mean, even in Shara Arotzos? What is he trying to say over here? I think he means that this is a mitzvah all over the globe, that the Talmidei Chachamim should darshan v'ravim, and what does he mean here? Al shar amo chiyuva ramya. In other words, it's not just a chiyuv for the Talmid Chacham to prepare and to deliver his lecture, but it's a chiyuv now on the people themselves to come and listen. And their listening of boring lishmor should be al manas lishmor velasos. Vikalbu schar tov al hashmiya val asiya vikaze yeh chag lashem v'yismach Hashem v'maso. Line is Hashem promises all these great brachas, especially if we observe Yontif properly. And Bechlal Mitzayom, Moshe was Mesakin, as we said, Darshan V'Hilchas Achag B'Chag. These drushes are what we call Divrei Sofrim, and we should gravitate to hear the rabbi, the Rav, who's darshaning on Yontif, and how much more so from the time of Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu and on, we need to hear Hilchas Achag B'Chag. And this mitzvah of darshaning B'Rabim is incumbent upon any and every Talmud Chacham. He has to contribute his chelek, his mincha, as we say, to bring a mincha, so to speak. And it should be something relevant to the time, it should be something relevant to Musa for the time, and the chiv is on the rest, the balance of the people of Israel, that they should come and hear and have in mind the intention, lishmar v'lasos, v'kablu socher tov al hashmiya v'al asiya, as we said before. Now this next essay is on Yishuv Hadas. Yishuv Hadas, to have a calm, clear head, to think carefully, is a precondition for Esek HaTorah, and in general for Avodas Hashem. Now, if we describe our situation, our dar, he calls it a dar yasmi. We are yisomim. And we don't really have the atmosphere and the energy to put in, so we need desperately yishuv hadas. Dai lanu tir de koldu. We are so far away from being focused and to delve and plunge deeply into our avodas Hashem, that the slightest disturbance will distract us from avodas Hashem. And therefore, a person should try to seek out Yishuv Hadas. He should run away from Pizur HaNefesh. And it's so interesting that at about the same time there was, maybe he's a drop later, is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Muslim movement, and he emphasizes to his Talmidim, and the one who picked this up is the Alter of Kelm, as the prime disciple, this idea of running away from Pizur HaNefesh and achieving Yishuv Hadas. Now, Pizur HaNefesh, according to the Peleoids, expresses itself in many different areas. It's Pizur Mamono, he just throws money around, and as a result, he suffers financially from that. Things are not disciplined. That's what we need in our life, discipline. The Yishuv Hadas is a dimension of mental discipline, but it really spills way beyond. He now emphasizes the concept of shalva. Shalva means serenity. He says that sometimes even a pascha reva, if you eat hard bread, but you have a serene, calm atmosphere, that's even better than working overtime and going being overwhelmed by business opportunities, etc., in order to get the best pass that you can. The main goal here of Yishuv Hadas is Beli Tirdas Halev, Beli Tsar, Beli Pachad, to be in a state of calm. Man de Bishle Bahada Masal Le Masachrita, if he finds that he's disturbed in one place, he's distracted, it's not going well for him, then pack your bags, pick yourself up, find yourself another place, Lahamtzi Margoa Lenafsha, to look for Margoa, meaning calm. Levakish Manoach, to look for a rest, Asher Yetivlo Lavodas Boro, that'll prepare him for the service of Hashem. We live in a generation where the emphasis on Margoa Nafsho has become very primary because of such, there's so much tension in our lives. In contemporary man, we need Margoa Nafsho, whether it's a break, whether it's a weekend in a hotel, whether it might mean you're just focusing on what's important in life and somehow cutting yourself off from all the pressures and all the distractions. That's what we need, Margoa Lenafsho. And to some extent, it means living a little bit more isolated. It's a little bit more of a precious kind of approach, which it seems that is the Pelioitz's, his heart and his personality is in that direction. And he says that this Margoa Lenafsho, this Manoach, is going to be Yetivlo Lavodos Boro. It'll really facilitate his ability to serve his Creator. And if he has an Esek Hechrechi, he has at some point something pressuring him, something pressing, it's urgent, a business opportunity or transaction. Yemayer Yochish Maseu Yofish Achas Kodim Kdei Lefanos Liv Yoter Zu. He should urgently attend to it, try to wrap it up as quickly as is possible, Fisha Achas, and then he's ready to Befana Libo. He can forget about this Tirdo, he can focus again on his Avodas Hashem. So even though he had to take a break and go out and tend to some emergency, some urgent matter and enterprise, but nevertheless, now he could be happy as one less tirda, one less worry on his mind. V'chein tov la'gevesh kol dover sherotza lizkar. If he wants to remind himself of something and not forget, whether it's something religious in nature or whether it's completely mundane, is take of Yerusham B'Ksav L'Zikaron. I highly recommend that you have a little ledger, a notebook, and write down things that you have to remember. Go time to time, you go through it, you go over it. Kidei Shelo Yeitarid Liel Zocha. Sometimes the onus, the burden of having to remember things and what I have to take care of, that itself is a tirda. That itself puts me in a state of anxiety. So whatever you could write down on paper, that alleviates the anxiety. Became in Shekasa, once it's written, Lo Yasichena Mimashavto, he won't forget about it. And if he's calm, he can rely on what's written. Vehein Emesh, Aroy Liodom, Sheyashra Hashem Yehovo. That this concept of being calm and serene is a reflection of the fact that we throw our package, so to speak, on Hashem. When is the most critical time to have this Yishuv Hadas, this absolute focus, and not having to use Ritalin? That's when he's studying Torah, because there's so many distractions that could flood into his mind, or come up in Chavrusa learning because he's studying Torah, or Tzelusa, or imagine the distractions that we have when we daven. Many of us will admit that as Rabbi Akiva sort of coined the phrase, we have to thank ourselves, thank our head for bowing at the right time in Shemot Esrei. He says, "Afilu im yia olav tirdos harbe, vira'o rabos, yosem mira'os iov, sha'al yachidenu shum dover me'avodas Hashem yisparach." Wow. This is a very high level he's describing. He says, no matter what pressures you're under, and even if you're suffering like the evil that Eov suffered, nevertheless, you shouldn't be torud, you shouldn't be distracted to such an extent that you won't be able to serve Hashem. V'yahavtos Hashem alokecha b'chol levovcha b'chol nafshecha, afil no telos nafshecha. Avol ma enosh yaseh zos v'enom yachzik b'avol avay shenavod esboreinu avodah shleimik shonu b'lishum tirda. That's what we can hope for, to serve Hashem without all these pressures in life. Ki yetzer somoch ma'arbev datenu v'machshavos zoros v'hevel havolet. The forces of evil, Yetzara, they're very smart. They know how to confuse us with all sorts of thoughts that are extraneous, that are hevel havolet, that are vain and vanities. Ukshiesh lanu koldu perud, if we're chas v'shalom, a little bit separated one from the other. Hareinu kishikorim v'advodesenu avoda achura lo nuchal lechavim datenu lechein chovim utel selenu lemait kol mashe nuchal bitrados. Wow, this is really a pitch for a person to serve Hashem, what he calls an avod shleimer, a perfect, ideal kind of service to Hashem without any tirda. The Yetzirah is trying to bring us down by flooding our brains with all sorts of machshav and zaros, with all sorts of extraneous and antithetical thoughts that are really hevel avonim, that are vain. And therefore, when we are tarud, we become like shikorim, and our avoda is not really a clear, pristine avoda. And therefore, we have to try to be mamait as much as we can to limit those tirdos, so that we can serve Hashem, our Creator, an avoda tama, complete avoda. And then he writes, v'cheina yishuv, is a precondition in the study of Torah, so he can focus and delve deeply, come up with new ideas that are true, to study in depth the halacha. The ashrei mi sheyuchal lekvo limuda b'makom miyuchad lo levado, she'al yatridenu kol hatinokos ubnei habayis. A man lives with his household, his children, and so forth, and it's very hard to be focused in Torah because there's so many tirdos. Each child needs a personal attention, and therefore he says, "Ashrei mi, fortunate is he who yuchal likvol limudo b'mokom miyuchad lo levado." Now it's interesting because we find in Shas, In Masechta Brachos, that tefillah requires a makom miyuchad to be koveh makom, but now he's talking about it, the study of Torah that also requires a because once you get into the groove of a certain place, you know how to deal with it, you know how to avoid all the tirdos, and if you are able to insulate yourself, you don't have to hear the crying of the babies. That'll be very distracting. That's Korea Salim. Vehein bechlal shehei adam miyusha bechol yonam bein belimudo bein bavodaso bein bemilu dishmaya bein bemilu dialma ki pri hamehirus charata umasun masun arba meazuzi shavye. This is the emphasis on Yishuvah Das. What I'd like to study with you here in the Peleoit tonight is Kibud Av V'Em. This is, of course, a great mitzvah. Yadua shegadol chiyuv Kibud Av V'Em shehishva kosev kvodom lechvodom mokum. The first thing that you should say and keep in mind about Kibud Av V'Em is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu equates the kibud that we have for our parents with the kibud that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the famous sugi of Kibud Av V'Em in Masechta Kiddushin on Daf Lamed. If a person, Chas V'Sholem, is mezalzel in Kvod Aviv V'Imo Gadol Avono, very serious, severe avera. V'Ata, and what I'm looking at now, he says, Hein V'Avon Rabu Bonim HaMisparetzim. We see, unfortunately, quite a plague, so to speak, of many youngsters who are rebellious against their parents. And it became light in their eyes. They're no longer taking it seriously. The Kibud Av V'Em is no longer the way it used to be. He says, Yesh banim mashchisim. There are very extreme cases. Mezalzelim b'kvodim, mitzarim osu tzar nefesh. Terrible things that we're seeing. But Hayorei es Hashem v'mitzvosav, a person who's very fearful, he raises his children are respectful,
If chas v'sholom hu miyaser es ponav hi enom shom v'kolo, he tries to inspire his children and raise them in the right way, but they don't listen to him. That's the most painful experience that man knows. Machisim osal ponav. They insult their parents. They get them angry. And Aisha said, this father, Godol Tzara, we can't imagine his pain and his suffering. And Oilahem Lebonim Shekachor Milavim. Whoa, what a punishment, what a heavy sin if a child causes such suffering to his parents. Oilahem Yom Adin, the day of judgment will come. Whoa, these are all terrible sins. He says, how chomer is this chiyuv of kibud av v'em? This is the Gemara about Nachmeni, about Abaye, who was born without parents. Ashrei mishalo hikiran. It's just an impossible mitzvah to fulfill in its perfect ideal way. But nevertheless, I will call on him, chayv lasos asher b'koch, he should do whatever he can, try to reach his potential the best that he possibly can. And he should just go to all ends to try to maximize what he can do. And he says that even though the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in that same sugi that we mentioned, of shemochal kvodu kvodu mochul, his father could waive the kavod, but bevadei zumidus kol odom shemochel bonaval kvodo, and even though it's probably true that most parents will be mochel, but nevertheless, if he violates and insults, then he'll be punished bedin shamayim. And imagine, the Gemara tells us in Megillah about Yaakov Avinu, that he was away from his father for 22 years, and he wasn't Mishamish, his father. And Yosef HaTzadik, Niskatsu Shnosav al Sheshoma, Shahayu Omrim Lo, Avdecha Avinu V'Shosach, Gemara in Soto. So we have all sorts of descriptions in the Gemara about the severity and the punishment for Yaakov Avinu suffered so many years because he wasn't Mishamish his father. And Yosef died so young relative to that time because he did not oppose or protest the words that they said about his father. There could be that there are limitations to Mechila, and therefore the father doesn't have the ability to be mochel on bizyono, or on saro, tsar de gufo. And now the Pelioitz describes the ideal, and the Bachurei Chemed, our beloved children, who are ksherim, they go the right path, they give kavod to Hashem, they're very careful about the honor of their parents, father and mother, and they will not deviate one iota from what Hashem has commanded them and what their parents expect of them. And even sometimes the parents say things to a child that doesn't seem logical to the child, al yamin vo smol, but they have faith in their parents. And that's a very healthy relationship. Ra chole, though, there is an evil and almost a disease. He says, sheyesh bebanim lo emun bam. If the children don't rely, they don't trust their parents. And machzikin atzmo l'chachom nevonim yoser me'avim ve'imam. Sometimes they build themselves up and they say, we know better. You know, I'm smarter than my father. I'm smarter than my mother. He quotes many psukim here to prove that a person should realize that the older parents, our mature parents, have tvuna, they have wisdom. Sometimes we don't appreciate their wisdom, we're too young. And sometimes it's only when we get more mature and we reach adulthood, then, oh, now I appreciate my parents. Now I understand how smart they were. And the Mishnah says in Avos, El Binoscha Al Tisha, and don't think that you can rely on your wisdom and discount and ignore your parents. V'lo yia kidivrehem shaviyem v'imam chasrei mada. Chas v'shalom gzeras Hashem omedes l'umosam l'shmo b'kolam sh'lolach isam. V'af im l'fi daitam yasu imoim sh'lo kahogim sh'lo kishura zoschukas haTorah. This an element here of chok, of a law, a statute. It doesn't always have to make sense to us, but the main thing is that we follow in the footsteps of the mitzvah, and we listen to our parents. We don't get them angry. And we never step out of line. The Gemara says, "Ad heichon kibud avayim." How far could it go? At sheitol arniki shelo b'funav yizrkenu liyam v'lo yachli menu. A parent, apparently, in old age, he's a bit deranged, is suffering from senility, and then might take his own son's arniki, with all his life savings, and throw it into the yam, into the water, in his presence. But don't embarrass, don't humiliate your parents. Ukvar milosi amura sheyesh mitzvos bar mazola. I've mentioned, he says in the past, that certain mitzvos get a better, a better turn, they have a better mazel. Sharei kama mos odom mefazel asus mitzvos psichas ha-heichal. Imagine, to get psicha, a person, let's say on Yom Kippur, or psichas nila, or other times, he'll pay money. Or he'll be willing to pay for the whole bris if he's a sandik, chadome, and other examples. Even though we're not talking about a mitzvah d'orais or even a mitzvah d'rabbanon, but it's just chibuv mitzvah, ashreichem Yisrael. But I'll call pam sheshomea v'kolav v'kol ima makayim mitzvah rabba d'oraisa. How can we miss up on these great opportunities that every time we listen to our parents, we fulfill a great mitzvah, a mitzvah d'oraisa? Upsoim avru venenshu, and he's implying that it's stupid people who would violate the will of the parents, and they'll be punished for that. Royal ben chacham sheyisamach av, he should try to bring happiness to his father. V'yisaven, he should desire and crave sheyitzavenu dovar, that his father should command him to do something. K'dei lasoso, so he'll have the opportunity of fulfilling the kaimitzvah d'oraisa. The afim machbid ulo olav. Sometimes the father might be too demanding. The yetzer somach misiso heses kafel, and now the yetzer hara is enticing him. Is yargiz yetzer atov al yetzer hara, should try to energize his yetzer atov, inspire himself to do this mitzvah, and defeat the yetzer hara who's trying to trip him up. The ol yispol, and take it upon himself to do this, it's a yoke on his head, but on his shoulders, but he should fulfill it. V'lo yibol v'lo ya'acher milasos kikol hayotzi mipiv, but he shouldn't delay it, and he should do whatever he can, whatever his father asks him for. And shevi yakdimenu acher, he should worry about the possibility that somebody will grab that mitzvah away from him. And lefi tzara agra, and sometimes it's hard, it's difficult. There are challenges, but Hashem will repay him according to the measure, consummate to his effort. V'ochel peres b'olam hazeh, and he'll enjoy the benefits of it in this world. Sheyu lo banim uhugonim, meaning his children will be, they'll see the example that their father sets in kibud avim, and they too will be mechabed av v'ima. If this was only the side benefits that you'd get from the mitzvah kibud avim, that itself would be worth it. And he's going to discuss kibud avim b'chayim, kibud avim mechabdo liachar moso, and other dimensions of kibud avim. And he offers a tefillah that we should recite on a daily basis. Yirotzon v'nech Hashem al-kenim v'kavoseinu, she'tekabel v'rachma v'rotzon kol masa atova sh'ar niyose b'machshov b'medir b'maisa v'yakol l'schus menuchas ha'nefesh l'ili nefesh ruach v'neshom shal'ovi v'imi v'chami v'chamosi. He says that after your parents go, you should have a special tefillah that Hashem should receive all your ma'asim tovim, b'machshav, b'dibur, b'ma'aseh, and everything should be a zchus for the nefesh of one's parent. I mean, this is how much a person is tied up with his parents. And he has a discussion here about parents who want to send him to Eretz Yisrael, and so forth and so on. A lot of different details here, but we'll try to pick it up in another occasion, Amir Tz Hashem, and we'll stop here.